Well, folks, time to call the night.
Drink up, the world's about to end.
Time now for the nightcap.
Well, last orders, please.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So till next time.
Good night, everybody.
With the look ahead to tonight's action, here's JT the Brick.
ICanAgain.com. Here we go again. Dr. Mike Crivetti. He comes in a couple of times a month, 4 to 5 times a month. And, Doc, good to see you again as we are both a little bit devastated by the Golden Knights loss. I saw you during the double overtime game. How you been handling it?
Well, it was clear hope we put it away earlier than getting back into San Jose. And obviously, I think we're all devastated. But, you know, this is sports. We talked about it offline. This is sports. And we'll bounce back better than ever.
Dr. Thomas Trucero, before we get into what your specialty is, you're an elite athlete from base jumping to everything that you do. I'm very impressed by your athletic gifts that you have. But as a hockey fan, you had to be blown away by how quickly the season ended.
Yeah, I'm actually a hockey player myself. I play on two men's leagues here in Vegas, and we got a great group of people, and we're obviously devastated in the locker room. A lot of us missed our, you know, regular men's league games to watch, unfortunately, our team lose.
When you go play hockey, and I wanted to get into this with your hockey background, and you start to talk to individuals about pain, what do those conversations start like with you, who's a listener, an athlete, you're very active. When you start to hear their stories, what are some of the key points that you're listening for?
I'm listening for what activity started it, what specifically their pain generators, what they're not allowed to do, previous injuries. The funny thing is a lot of my co-players don't even realize I'm a physician until they see us on a magazine all together with Dr. Crivetti. And, of course, the Crivetti name carries such weight in Vegas. And so it comes up as a topic of conversation the more we do these magazine ads.
Doc, Mike, what impresses you most about him with his listening skills? Because his goal and your goal isn't surgery all the time. It's to manage pain, figure out what the best diagnosis is initially. I think this relationship that you two have is pretty special.
You know, it's great having orthopedic practice, and everybody wonders why. Well, why do you have pain management in your practice? He's not an orthopedic surgeon, right? But he relates to pain, he's an athlete, right? So we all want to be athletes. I just happen to be an older athlete, so I can relate to these guys on weekends, on nights, you know, and getting hurt in the weekends, getting back to your job during the week, and getting hurt all over again. So I think it's a great combination.
Dr. Kuchera, tell me about nerve blocking, something that you specialize in. Most of our listeners probably aren't familiar with that.
Probably the most common nerve block you do is most people have functional low back pain or just the common everyday back pain. As we get older, we have these little facet joints, which are, I call them knees of the spine because they're a synovial joint, meaning they're a joint with fluid in them, just like the knees that Dr. Crivetti and Pinneger treat. And they, over time, degenerate. And so a lot of people end up with fusions unnecessarily. And fusions for just back pain really don't work. The studies have shown that, yet we keep doing that in America. So what you can do is you can give a nerve block to someone, block those nerves to those joints, send them out on their way, go play hockey, go play golf, go do what you want to do. And if they come back and tell me that during that time that the local anesthetic, the numbing medication, they were able to do things like golf that they weren't able to do before, you can then go in there and do a small nerve procedure where you heat up the nerves and put them to sleep for a few years, and then they can significantly reduce their back pain for a number of years.
I'm fascinated by this pain generator. So how did you learn about this? How did this become a passion of yours? How do you study this where you can kind of figure out exactly where the point of the pain comes from?
The funny thing is that intern year, which is the toughest year of a physician's job, my very first day was actually in the VA pain clinic, right, treating our nation's veterans, which I have a huge respect for. And so I was treating veterans from World War II, from Vietnam, from the Korean Wars, and I had a really good physician who just kind of taught me to diagnose where their generators were. I talked to them, listened to their story, and there's just so many things that you learn in medicine, like high velocity injuries and things I would have never learned at medical school. And so that really started my passion. So I catered my anesthesia career to do that. And then I went on to do a fellowship at NYU where I trained in psychology, neurology, physiatry, rehabilitation, orthopedic, spine surgery, and you kind of, and all the specialties in figuring out what causes the underlying pain.
ICanAgain.com. Doc, you have a lot of great stories about the police officers you work with. I'd like you to share one from maybe the last couple of weeks or couple of months when you really get a chance to sit down with someone who serves our community there and really help them out.
You know what's great about these guys? They dedicate to like 20, 25 years of their life. They go into the police force and they're maybe 20, 22. They go through the academy. They work up through the ranks of the police force, and they won't stop to get an injury treated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They won't stop because that's their passion in life, right? That's their high. That's their sport. But yet weekends, they're going at it with their buddies. They're going at it on teams all over the valley. And these are great athletes, right? And they get hurt. And then all of a sudden, as they start to wind down, they become detectives and they get a little bit more out of maybe the beat or getting out of being physical like they once were. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, these things start to take a toll on their bodies, you know? So nothing better than a guy who still has the passion for mountain biking or still has a passion for tennis and just basically isn't doing those things because of a bad hip or a bad knee. So there's nothing better than a guy. Now, remember, now he's 45, 50 years old, right? He's getting in our age.
Our
imagine not being able to get out there on that field and run a little bit. And you fix him, and now their retirement, which is something they've earned, now is just so much better. And you can see it in their face. It's so much better. They never thought they could get that in retirement.
And Dr. Gutierrez, their pain tolerance. What is that like when you meet a police officer or a fireman or a former athlete today, and you know they have tremendous pain tolerance, you want to keep them off opioids, you want to try these other treatments there, and you're dealing with some really tough individuals who have a high tolerance for pain?
Oh, for sure, JT. A lot of the police officers I treat are former Marine recon snipers, former NFL players. A lot of these guys started this as a second career or after the military, so these guys have already tons of injury, tons of mileage. These are not guys who give up and quit. When you think about it, to be a police officer, they put on 30 to 40 pounds of gear every single day. Imagine putting on a 40-pound backpack, and they go out and do their job, getting in and out of their car, running after people. They really do have a physically very demanding job. A lot of them actually play hockey with me. On every team I have at least two police officers, and so a lot of them are, you know, active hockey fans as well.
Dr. Gavetti, I talked to a couple guys recently who are FedEx and UPS drivers, and they're close to retirement. And they've been battling. No one understands how many times they get in and out of the truck, how many times they're unloading packages, weather-related issues, and they want to fight right to the end, right before their retirement. Why is it so important to reach out to you? Go to the website, Crivetti Ortho, make sure that they come in now and relieve the pain now. Have those conversations now, because a lot of them, as we talked about, they're waiting for this date at the end, and they think they're going to do it when that date becomes a reality for them.
You know, the average age in our practice of a joint replacement is 57. The average age in the country is between 68 and 70. That tells you a little about the people we're treating. We're treating the people that want to keep going, that want to get back in their game, right? Your life begins again is one of the things we say around the office. Well, it does. At retirement, your life begins again. We fix your hip or your knee, your life begins again. So it all really comes together in that 50, 55, 60-year-old sweet spot.
And we're finding younger patients, though, as we've talked about over the last couple of months, who get this because they know you. They get a chance to meet all your doctors, and you're saying, come in now and let's just have a consultation.
With all the new materials, the new techniques, not having to have surgery in a hospital, having it right in our office, a hip or knee replacement, up and walking in the recovery room, you know, this is everybody's game.
ICanAgain.com, that's where everyone goes.
ICanAgain.com or CrivettiOrtho.com.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in studio.
Thanks, JT.